Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tighe.
Select Irish on FM 104 and on the line to talk about music magazine The Goo is editor John Brereton. Hello.
How are you? You got it right. Well done.
Excellent. I was so afraid.
You're the first person to ever get it right on air in the first go. Nice one, Louise. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. No problem at all. So tell us about The Goo.
Well, The Goo is a magazine. It's free. It's free to pick up in all like venues, cafes, galleries, bars, record shops, music stores, etc. I suppose I used to write for a magazine called the Dublin Event Guide years ago, and I don't know if you remember, it finished up in 2007. And I suppose pre-internet, it was the Bible, you know, for what's on basically in Dublin. And then that petered out. I went on to write for magazine Totally Dublin and other magazines as well, but I don't know, because I moved into booking then. I was the Grand Social head booker for 10 years. And so I would have seen a lack of kind of listings, like they dwindled, like the Irish Times used to have them in the ticket. Then they went, and like as time went on, the internet, like entertainment.ie or Ticketmaster became the kind of go-to for listings. And then I was over COVID then, I seen more people kind of, suppose it was a return to the kind of tactile thing of vinyl, and that was getting very popular. And then I thought, you know what, Dublin kind of needs a good listings magazine, you know, with a bit of interviews and all, especially the Irish scene was so booming. And it still is, like it's gone from strength to strength. It'd be nice to bring out a magazine. Now, it's only Dublin-centric because I'm doing it kind of on my own, you know, but that promoted great Irish music and gave readers a what's on guide basically to all the gigs going out, and that was free as well. So I kind of formulated in my mind, this would have been 2022, and I approached my old boss in Totally Dublin, HKM Media, Stefan, about it, and he said, yeah, let's go for it. So my wife is the designer of it, so it's very much a cottage industry. So we it's monthly, and we get it together then, and it's printed and comes out. And the reaction so far has been amazing. Like, so all the Irish bands, it's great because we've singles reviews, albums reviews, live reviews, previews, interviews, stuff like that. And we've individual columns as well, which I really wanted to get across, with that Ireland isn't just about the kind of pop, and obviously there's a big folk scene now as well. Like, you know, we have a very strong heavy metal scene in Ireland that never gets written about. And we have a great punk scene and jazz and classical and stuff like that. So we have really great people kind of curating their genre columns, if you know what I mean. So that goes down very well as well, because all those scenes that were kind of felt neglected by the bigger journals have a voice now and an outlet, you know. So
it's so important to give them that voice, for sure, because as you said, there's just so many areas to our Irish music scene. We've so much creativity that it's a shame that sometimes some get overlooked others.
Exactly. No, 100%. And obviously, the bigger the act and the more powerful the manager, the more they're going to be pushed into the firing line of publicity as well. So, but there's a lot of, someone has to start from somewhere, you know. Like, I remember Fontaine's doing gigs in the old Sweeney's bar and stuff like that, you know, and known then would have thought the way they would have mushroomed into the success they are now. But, you know, like, that's where all the kernels of these creativity starts, you know, in little venues all across the city that, you know, there might be only 10 or 20 in a room. But that's where it starts, you know, and it's good to promote it.
Absolutely. And we've had so many places closed down, but there's also been so many places open. But also, people are just being more creative too, and they're finding places that they can perform in as well. Have you noticed that yourself?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, I have to say now as well, places like the National Concert Hall and all have been great recently. Like, they've gone in big time into kind of curating more outsider, kind of more niche musics, and having kind of like big weekenders with loads of different bands, you know, that normally wouldn't get a gig, say, in Whelan's or the Grand Social, you know, to fill a Saturday night, but they're playing Saturday night in the National Concert Hall, and it's brilliant, you know, stuff like that, you know. But there's, yeah, look, there'll always be people looking for alternative spaces, you know. I mean, I'd love to see a really good kind of municipal venue that was funded by the government, and that was just, you know, obviously you had to pay a small rent and all, but that was much more, you know, like a... just anything could go there, and not without the pressure of having to kind of break even. And that's the biggest struggle for a band. I know that myself, is when you hire a venue and then the cost of maybe putting a few posters and a bit, like, you're talking about nearly €1,000 for a night, and it's kind of like, God, we better get 100 in or 200 in, or we're going to lose money, you know. That can be a big barrier to just even starting off, you know. So municipal venue, I think, could supersede that. But anyway,
could you ever see that happening?
Well, I don't know. It should happen. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think the National Concert Hall is one of sorts, you know, because it is funded by the government and the Arts Council. But I think a more kind of rock, pop, dance kind of venue like that could be done as well. You never know. Hopefully, Irish music is so in such a great place at the moment.
Yes.
Like, we're on every new album that comes out and all, like, it's just so strong. Like, there's hardly been a weak album so far this year. And I think bands like Sprints and New Dad, and like, they're only growing in stature. Like, they're the next wave. And then all the folk stuff is massive. Lancome, Lisa O'Neill, John Francis Flynn. Like, we're attacking on all fronts, you know. So I think it's going to get to a stage where the government and just can't ignore us, you know.
Yeah, this is the thing. So when's the next issue out?
The next issue is out next week, actually. It's our 22nd issue. And it has a band called Melt on the front cover. They're a four-piece psych band from Dublin. They have a new album out. It's brilliant. They're signed to an English label called Fuzz Club. So they're kind of, it's kind of very psychedelic-y, kind of crowd rocky, great band. And they're playing the Button Factory now in September to launch that. We've got a total mix as usual. Like, we've got a big feature on New Music Dublin, which is a kind of semi-contemporary classical event in the National Concert Hall. We've got a band called Cable, who are just kind of like bringing out their first few EPs. A lot of big waves around them. You're very young four-piece kind of indie shoegazy. Matthew Devereaux from The Pale is releasing a solo album. You know, so we try to cover as much ground as possible. Just hauling it in on indie kind of music, you know, give everyone a chance.
Excellent. How can people find out more about it?
Well, we're in the process of getting our own website together, so that's going to be an important step for us, because we wanted to concentrate, like, the magazine is the thing, the print. So we wanted to concentrate on getting that right, getting the distribution right for us and all that. So we think we've done that. So website is next, but we're on social media. Like, we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, of course. So we regularly post it. But the Goo Dublin, if just Google it. But in physicality, it's in all the venues. It's in libraries, galleries, music stores, record shops, and cafes. You know, the kind of the cool ones that you'd expect them to be in, you know, are there. So and if anyone wants to let us know if there's a cafe or somewhere in the suburbs or wherever they live that we'll take it, like, they can email us at thegoodublin@gmail.com. So we want to spread it as far and wide as possible.
Brilliant. John Brereton of The Goo, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks, Louise. Cheers.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.